2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's the KSL Movie Show with Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the movie show is ensconced in one of our... Are you laughing at Paulette because she's snarfing up all the great deals already?
Yes.
She is. Look at that. And we know the deal you're getting on that. We also know what the starting price was, too. Holy cow. Hey, the movie show is coming to you from NPS today. And, of course, Stephen thinks it's a nice place for Steve.
Oh, definitely.
But we know that it's actually a nice place to shop and a nice place to save.
Whatever.
And we're going to be talking with Julie and all the great crew here. We happen to be at the Salt Lake store. We're on the kind of the grocery home goods side. And then on the other side of Empire is where the industrial stuff is and the sporting goods and the home goods and tools and stuff
like that.
Yeah, Steve's favorite place. So anyway, we're going to be talking more with our friends at NPS today. But Steve, we probably ought to get to the movie show preview. You ready?
All right.
Been working out?
Yep.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
It's not. We've been on the air for 2 minutes.
I know. He hasn't even lifted up his extremely heavy apple fritter to eat
and
it yet.
And yours used to be before you gnawed off the edges.
Yeah, but this old-fashioned glazed is much lighter than yours.
Really?
Yeah, never mind. Let's do the movie show preview.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
The movie show. Special feature.
Special feature. I'm not sure what that means.
I think it means like in the old days when we said you're special. That's
your special. Yeah, well, the movie show in that sense is very special.
Yeah.
Very special. You're doing the
yeah.
You excited, boy, today? Do we need to, you know?
I love this place. I don't know why. I just love
it. I love this place too, but I'm not sitting here going yeah.
Well, finish your donut and maybe you'll feel better, like a Snickers bar.
Ooh, well, we have those too. All right. We probably ought to talk about the movies we will be reviewing. Everybody and their dog, they've been asking me about 80 for Brady.
I know.
And I just see the crestfallen little look on their face when I
go. Lie to them.
I try to make it gentle, and I try to be very formal, and I say, it sucketh much. And so.
What, are you Shakespeare now?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, 80 for Brady. We're going to talk about that. And Knock at the Cabin. I have not heard your take on that. Yes. You know, when I walked out and I was pummeled by the studio folks.
Pummeled.
I said, well, I'm going to be thinking about this movie for a long time. I'm not sure if that's a good thing in this case. But
well, somebody suggested to me that I should read the book. Well, instead, I looked up the Wikipedia plot summary.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Different. Yeah.
In a much more, like, suspenseful, intense way.
Right.
To the point where this movie might be a little cowardly, to be honest.
Ooh, because it's old-time biblical in a lot of ways. Like, ooh, you know, I mean, the wrath of, you know, you got, you know, we'll talk about that a little later. Knock at the Cabin. The amazing Maurice. Ooh, he's not going,
No. I was going to go see it, and then I got hooked on Dear Edward, Apple TV Plus series that is really good.
So you took Edward over Maurice?
Well, I looked up at the clock and I missed Maurice. Like, oh, shoot.
Okay.
But it looks cute.
You know, the reason Woody Allen said that he doesn't want to believe in reincarnation because it means you'd have to watch Marie Chevalier movies again.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, of course, you know, he has his own set of problems.
Guess what, Woody?
Okay, Pamela, a love story. Is this the Pamela Anderson thing?
It is. You know, she's been on every show this week.
I know.
It's actually, aside from, you know, when they show the, you know.
The grit?
Yeah, when, you know, she's in Playboy, and they show a lot of those. I thought, you know, you didn't really need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, her life has been extraordinary. I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, oh.
Okay. So, Pamela, love it. Well, we're anxious for the review on that. And True Spirit is the other movie that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that one.
And then we got streaming news and all kinds of things. And what else have we got? We've got streaming news. We have telephone torture. And we have the movie show top 10, along with the movie show preview, the movie show top 10, sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services.
Who I need to call, by the way.
Oh, no, not again.
It's out.
It's really?
Yeah.
Your heat is out?
19 degrees.
Well, it's a good thing it didn't happen 4 days ago or 3 days ago. You know, I actually had in my garage, we've got a sink, you know, utility sink.
Oh.
Man, that froze up.
It did.
Yeah. I was really worried. And you know, my in-law relatives up in Logan, holy cow.
Oh, they're getting smoked. the opposite.
Yeah, I guess it could be worse. It could be down in the sinkhole where it's like, what, 500 degrees below zero or something. Crazy.
Yeah, my
stuff.
Sister called. She says, where is this Peter Sink thing?
I'm like,
it's this little depression between Logan and Bear Lake. And they just figured out, hey, it's really cold there. Let's put a monitor in there.
Sure.
Nobody lives there, do they?
Well, no, but, you know, people do go there and visit it just because it has such a unique reputation. I've even talked to people that have gone sleigh riding there.
In the sink?
Yeah, the sink. You make that sound rather quaint. All right, so we have loads of things, and I'll get you Scott Call's, you know, phone number if you
like. I hope he's got an emergency one because I'm screwed.
Steve is a perpetual emergency. You know? Okay. You know?
My poor daughter, she's upstairs.
You know, when you see a furnace fall off the back of a dubious truck on I-80 and you run out and you snag it and then you install it in your home.
It landed on an elk.
Yourself, and it landed on an elk.
So it wasn't damaged at all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. That's a movie show preview here at KSL News Radio.
And now, the big movie review. Doug and Steve tell you everything your family needs to know about the biggest release of the week.
That's pretty spectacular opening, you know, that we've got there. Hey, and by the way, Igor and Julie and Tracy have been, you know, pointing out this cart. Steve just jumped up on the cart, perched like a vulture, and just going, holy cow. And he's Igoring Igor, going, now, how much is that mixed nut thing again?
It was regularly $20.
No, I don't want to hear it that way.
Oh, okay.
You know, Puss in Boots is not selling that. Oh, we're getting more. We're getting truffles. What do you got there, Igor? What do you got?
These ones are $1.99.
$1.99? 10% off. These are truffles. A nice
package. Here's the key. Have you noticed that aisle that goes down behind the cash registers, there are all the deals?
Yeah. That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to talk more about these great, great deals. But, you know, Steve, this is big stuff, too. And it's because of the movie show. I mean, not only the traditional low price, but you're getting even more off because of the movie show. We probably ought to review a movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, 80 for Brady. Here you go.
There's so much here to do. We could even win these tickets.
This is the Spicy Wings contest.
Bring the pay!
I could use a little spice.
I know her!
You black out, who you want me to call?
An ambulance?
Oh!
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Doug. Now, be nice to our octogenarians.
Rita Moreno won the Best Supporting Actress Award for West Side Story.
Yeah.
Sally Field won two Best Actress Academy Awards, Norma Rae, and also Places in the Heart.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda won two Best Actress Awards for Coming Home and Clute. And Lily Tomlin was nominated for an Academy Award for Nashville.
That's a lot of awards.
And I'm not even talking BAFTA. I'm not talking Emmy Awards.
I'm not talking
Golden Globes or, you know, anything else. I just want
this should be it.
So
acclaimed.
I mean, we have got some four of the finest actresses in the world. This is a terrible movie. Other than the fact that there's an original story behind this, but it's nothing like the one we're seeing on the screen.
No.
And plus, these sweet little, you know, octogenarian ladies that loved Tom Brady, you know, really look and act like, you know, Jane Fonda, I swear, in a couple of those, there was one scene where she looked kind of natural, and you went, wow, that's cool. But in every other scene, she looks like if she smiled, she would crack. And that really oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. We're getting a sweet little card from a sweet young girl. How nice is that? Saying, have an incredible day. Thank you very much.
Wait, mine didn't say that.
It said, leave. didn't quite say that. But, you know, seriously, I don't know. This is a cash call.
So here's the thing. I was trying to figure out what I liked about this movie.
And?
Well, I did not know all the behind-the-scenes stuff that went into making a Super Bowl. You know, all the fan experience.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. It's like a big circus. It's not a fair. It's like a circus.
Yeah.
And the NFL experience and the whatever and the cooking stuff that's going on and the hottest hot wings known in the universe. But, man, I'll tell you, you're stretching if that's what you're looking for to make it a good movie.
Well, the problem is, and also, they gave each one of them some kind of dilemma that they were trying to overcome. Like Fonda, I like men too much, and I don't want to fall in love, you know, immediately.
Oh, and then we have, of course, you know, the illness type thing, and we have the loneliness factor, and we have all that. And then we have, you know, kind of getting scammed on the Internet on something.
Or how about Sally Field? Her husband was a little bit too umbrella-ish.
Right.
Helicopter dude.
Oh, man. You know, Steve.
But they were just making up stuff.
We like these actresses so much.
I know, it hurts.
And their quote-unquote, I love their body of work. But seriously, the body of work among these four women is remarkable.
But and yet they looked like they were having fun.
I guess they were having fun because I sure wasn't. And boy, my wife, who was really excited about this movie and is a big fan of all of these ladies, and I am too. But I mean, she even liked Palms, for example. You know, so that shows
she's willing to take a lot.
She hated this movie too. And oh my goodness. So what, you know, and the ride that they go on to get there, and then the fact that there's been some scamming involved, and then they lose tickets and they do this and they do that, and you know, and then Brady, and this is so weird, you know, Brady will be up on a big, you know, board or something, and then he'll start talking to them,
or at least Lily.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And like I'm just going. Dalai Lama back there.
I'm going puke. So, anyway, what's the grade?
I feel like I'm kicking Lassie.
I know.
And I just can't do it. I'm going to go see.
Yeah, I'm 2 stars from me is generous on this movie. Back in the old days, we would have called it Le Bad Cinema. And we would have, this is in Turkey.
Played the Turkey music.
Yeah, the old deal. This is like Turkey territory for me.
It's pretty rough.
It is pretty rough.
It was hard to take.
I know, it really was.
What have they done to these ladies?
And I thought, oh, come on, how bad could it be? Well, we found out.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you have it.
Actually, my pivot moment, I finally couldn't take anymore. When she took the headset from the offensive coordinator, to give Tom a pep rally.
Yeah, to give him a pep rally and doing everything but calling plays.
Tom,
and even that.
You can't give up.
I know.
Well, you're right.
Oh.
I can't give up.
I know.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, maybe I'm going to less than 2 stars just trying to remember it. Okay, it's called 80 for Brady, although Sally Field made a big deal, and on her jersey it says 70 for Brady.
She's only 75.
She's a much younger woman, so... There you have it. Sorry, everybody looking forward to this.
It's PG-13, wasn't
it? Yeah, it had to be 13.
Yeah.
People will still go see it. And
it's only 98 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, so you don't have to endure a whole lot of pain and suffering.
So we've set the bar so low, everyone's going to have a great time.
Yeah, and everybody will go now, you know, and they'll go, well, it wasn't as bad as those morons said.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, no, it was. All right, Stephen, we probably ought to do a little movie news. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
This is Lowell Thomas speaking, flashing to you the news of the world.
We return now to the KSL Newsreel. The biggest stories from the world of cinema and the star-studded glamour of Hollywood.
Harrison Ford has said that the reason that he wanted to come back and do this Indiana Jones is he wanted to be there for the end. He wanted
the
end of the character and the end of his career, you know, whether he's going to do a James Bond on us or something, you know, who knows. But the bottom line is, he said, no, I wanted to complete the story. That's what drew me back to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And he said, plus, you know, I wanted to do one more, but this is it. He said, it's absolutely a done deal. But there are those now who are wondering if in the movie we will see him pass along a baton to another character, a younger, somebody to kind of continue on. Continuing.
Well, didn't they try that with the Shia?
Oh, and that, boy, that didn't work. Of course, you know, he was not a good choice. What can I say? But the director, James Mangold, has said, we are adamant that Indy will not pass the mantle on to anyone else. One more time. No one is taking over or replacing Indiana Jones.
So no one's taking over for Junior.
Yeah, that's right.
Junior?
Yeah, he is the Junior.
Yeah, cool. All right.
It's your turn, Steve.
Sally Field. We just talked about her.
Sally
she turned
Field.
Down an iconic role from the 80s.
Yes.
With none other than Michael Douglas. Think of what it was?
Jewel of the Nile.
It was Romancing the
Romancing
Stone.
Romancing the Stone, yeah.
She turned it down.
Really?
Because she was making another movie called Places in the Heart.
Ah, which she got an Academy Award for.
That's right. And she just talked about this week on the Aaron Cohen show that she and Kathleen Turner had another similarity.
Yeah?
They both thought, now get this, that Burt Reynolds was the worst kisser ever.
Really?
Yeah. The sexy Burt Reynolds couldn't kiss.
What?
I don't know. They must have liquored her up because she said there was a lot of drooling.
They couldn't get a little, you know, training for the poor guy?
Well,
he
could
sure drive
life,
a Trans Am.
They dated for 5 years.
I know.
She goes, I just put up with it. A lot of drooling.
Oh. Well, there goes an image. You know, although if being in that horrible movie Striptease with Demi Moore didn't ruin, you know, that guy for most of us. But oh, now to find out he's a drooler?
I know. I read that. I'm like, what was she doing?
See the stuff you learn here on the movie show? It just every Friday morning, I'm sure people just tune in going, I'm going to have some really interesting little movie goody.
I was kind of shocked.
To bring up at lunch
but
today.
Bert can't kiss.
Hey, you know. Somebody's over there just slurping up their soup, and they go, did you know Burt Reynolds drooled when he kissed?
I bet they talk about that.
Okay. It's going to be one of those shows. Avatar. I saw this big headline, and it caught me in, just, you know, like bait does. Avatar set to lose its box office crown. And I thought, what?
It's only lost it twice in 6 weeks.
Well, and that's it, they say. And I thought they were talking about, you know, and there's nothing even close to
no.
it. Except, you know, the old movies like Gone with the Wind, if you adjust for inflation. But just dollar-wise. But talk about somebody who must have really had a hard time coming up with a deadline story.
Yeah.
Avatar, The Way of Water, could be sunk at this weekend's box office by the incoming end-of-the-world thriller Knock at the Cabin. And then it goes on to say, yeah, it's only expected to make $15 million. But because Avatar's been out now forever and ever and ever, this might be the number one film this week. And I go, really? You lured me into reading this stupid story.
You got clickbaited,
brother. I got clickbaited. I feel clicked right here, right now.
Paramount. And by the way, it's Bob Marley's birthday. Is it today or this week?
Bob
I don't know
Marley,
for sure.
I don't know.
Paramount's making a biopic about Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
And who will play him?
I don't know.
remember the young man that played Malcolm X in One Night in Miami?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His name is Kingsley Ben-Adir. He will be playing Bob Marley.
Wow.
And there was something else about
working on his dreads already. And
his wife, I can't remember. Oh, anyway, that's it.
Okay, DCU. Again.
Oh, you're not going to go through the list because it's a...
This must be a hard week because this is the headline, DCU will feature both PG-13 and R-rated projects. And you go, well, duh. You know, yeah, okay. But anyway, James Gunn and, you know, Peter Safran, they have said that the franchise could now include both. Well, you know, actually, they dipped into it before with Suicide Squad, didn't they?
I don't know for sure.
I think it was a real, real, real hard PG-13. But anyway, so the bottom line is, this wouldn't be the first time that Gunn has brought the more mature elements to the Suicide Squad in 2021, I think that one was an R.
Yeah.
I think the first one was a hard PG-13. But anyway, they're saying that Chapter 1 at the DCU reboot of the universe, Gods and Monsters, the franchise begins with a Superman reboot, the Superman Legacy, much younger Man of Steel, and then they're going to be introducing audiences to the Authority, a superhero team with rather extreme unorthodox methods, and apparently this is the one that they claim is just crying out for an R. Then also the Batman Project, The Brave and the Bold, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, a Swamp Thing reboot, a Wonder Woman prequel series.
I could dig a Swamp Thing.
Titled, yeah, I could too, Paradise Lost. And then animated series, Creature Commandos, and then the Green Lantern series in the vein of kind of True Detective titled Lanterns.
I feel like they've missed that peak of, you know, when superheroes are all the rage.
They're like 5 years behind here. Or ten.
And even with the brilliance of James Gunn, and I don't know anything about Peter Safran, but speaking of superheroes, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, it was supposed to open like right around now. Then it moved to clear to the end of the year, and now it's back to March 17th. But here's the kicker. It's going to open in China.
Wow.
And you know what that means. That's another $175 to $200 million.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big deal. And then they're also doing a biopic on George Foreman. Yeah. And Forrest Whitaker is going to play his trainer. It's a Sony Pictures movie. And I met him once. I shook his hand, and it was like shaking a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
That hand was so big. I felt like a small child.
Wow.
And he was like huge. His hands were huge. So I hope they pick the guy's name is Chris Davis, who's going to be playing him.
Okay.
Looks like a big dude. That comes out April 28th.
Well, there you have our movie news here at KSL News Radio.
Don't forget about the kisser.
Oh, gee. I'm trying to get that out of my head.
Poor Bert.
That poor Bert was not only a bad kisser, he was a drooling kisser. He's going to come back and haunt somebody over that.
Sally Field.
Sally Field, probably.
The movie show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor?
On KSL News Radio.
Let's talk about the movie you did not see.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and we'll review it and grade it and everything else, you know, because, you know, we don't like to get troubled by details.
Well, the Maurice movie, for example, is, what is it called, The Amazing Maurice?
Maurice.
I think we have some sound.
Do we have sound from Maurice? Yes, here we go.
There has to be a clue that would advance the plot.
The world doesn't have a plot. Things just happen. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, because I landed on my head.
You won't believe what we found.
It's a deadly evil.
Ominous.
That sounds like a description of the movie show.
By the way, that's Hugh Laurie. He's Maurice, so that's going to be good.
Okay.
There's a small town. I think it looks like England, but could be wrong. There's no food. The mice, the rats have taken all the food and hidden it somewhere.
Okay.
Well, there's another group of rats that have come in. At least this is what I got from the trailer. And since I was watching the other show, I missed Maurice. But
okay. It's
animated, of course, only playing currently at the Cinemark theaters.
Okay.
Most of those will be showing The Amazing Maurice. It looks like a cute little animated movie. Might be something you'd want to take the kids to.
I was thinking of the Steve Miller Band. You know, they call me Maurice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's only at the Cinemarks
right
now. Okay, and it's Maurice animated.
Oh, wait a minute. Check that.
Ooh.
I think they just added it at some of the... Sometimes when I look on the last, like the morning of...
The last moment.
Larry will throw a bunch of stuff in there that wasn't on there before. Yeah. I think it is playing in some of the Megaplex.
Jeff the Whipple will be going, it's at the Megaplex Theater.
You idiot.
Well, at least he doesn't say idiots, because he's just referring to you.
Well.
Okay.
No wonder you're an only child.
Oh, there are many reasons. Okay. At 9:59, we're coming up on 10 o'clock and the movie show today. And, you know, a really special guest, a really good friend of mine, Scott Barrett from the Tabernacle Choir, is going to join us. He's retiring. And over the last 21 years, he has done so many amazing, innovative things. And he is ultimately the guy that is responsible for making sure that all of the special concert guests and narrators are announced on back in the old days on the Doug Wright Show, and then continue that tradition with the movie show. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with our friend Scott Barrick from the Tabernacle Choir, general manager of the choir.
The movie show.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
On KSL News Radio.
You know, over the years, I have really been fortunate to have many great friends in the Tabernacle Choir. And I've known.
Because of your great singing voice.
No, it's not my great singing voice. Trust me, that was my mom and my grandpa. But I'll tell you, I've just been honored to have so many friends associated with and in the choir itself. And one, of course, is Scott Barrick. I think of the many, many years, decades now, that I've known Scott and the cool things that have happened under, you know, his general managership of the Tabernacle Choir. Scott's joining us on the line right now. And Scott, I'd heard some rumblings about you retiring, and I immediately did that famous line, you know, about Shoeless Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe. And Scott, it's so good to have you on the show. And tell us a little bit, first of all, and then I want to talk a little bit about this long legacy of yours with the choir. But what's going on? What's the retirement? What's in the future?
Well, Doug, thank you. It's very kind of you to have me on the show today. I think, too, about all the many times that we've done announcements and things with you. It's been so much fun over the years. So for me, this has been like a very long sunset. The choir presidency announced my retirement almost a year ago in February, but asked me to stay on as a special advisor to the choir presidency during the transition. As we brought on new staff and kind of moved the functions over. And, of course, it never goes as fast as you would like it to. So, but we have a new managing director for the choir, a new director of marketing, and we have several new product managers that are joining the staff. And so all of them are going to be great additions. And so that's with that transition underway, then it enabled me to be able to do my planning to go to the future. I had originally planned to be through the end of February with the choir, but in September we got a phone call from the church offices, and which turned out to be a request for an interview with Elder Gong, and we got a mission call that we accepted to be the site leaders for the Ohio Historic Sites in Kirtland, and we're leaving to start that mission in early March. So that's kind of that long trajectory of a long goodbye, but we're nearly finished.
Oh, my goodness. And Shauna has to be excited about this new assignment for you. I know the sacrifices that every choir member and everybody associated with the choir and those in management of the choir, you know, the time away from families and the giving up of trips and so on in order to tour with the choir. Shauna has to be just delighted about this.
Well, we're excited to be able to spend some time together. She served a mission to Japan in her younger days, and I went to Italy, but this is going to be a wonderful chance for us to start our retirement together. Couples worry about, will they be able to stand each other? But we had some practice during the pandemic, and we kind of like each other. So it's it's going to be an interesting opportunity. So, but we are excited to work closely together every day.
You know, as you know, with my wife's background in Missouri and her family legacy back there, we've toured all of those sites in Missouri and a lot of them in Illinois, and I've had the chance to see some other sites as well. But Kirtland is one area where I have never been before. I've certainly been in Ohio, you know, covering, you know, politics and so on. But I've never been to the church sites in Ohio. I may have to crash your party back there.
Oh, you would be more than welcome. And, you know, there's some interesting new stuff happening in Kirtland, too. The Church History Department has been working on restoring the Joseph and Emma Smith home. It's never been open to the public before. And sometime later this fall, if all goes well, hopefully that will be a new historic site that will be available for the public. So lots of good reasons to come to Kirtland.
You know, Scott, that just sounds great. It really does. And I can't help but reflect on the last two-plus decades that you have been the general manager of the choir and the things that have transpired and the things that we've had a chance to work on together. And, you know, those announcements, you know, every year on these great concerts, traditionally the Christmas concert, of course, but often the Pioneer Days concert as well. That was so much fun, and you'd always reserve the first announcement for the Doug Wright Show or for the movie show, and that meant a lot to me.
Well, it was great. When you retired, I remember saying, oh, Doug, it's going to be sad not to be able to do these anymore. And he said, wait. You know, we got Fridays. We can still do it. And I thought, that's great. We can continue the tradition.
You know, the other thing, too, that you were so instrumental in helping with was I put together a bucket list of things that I'd like to do in broadcast that I'd like to do in the final years that I did the Doug Wright Show. That's 5 years ago now that we were doing these bucket list broadcasts.
That's amazing.
Isn't that how quickly it goes by? But one of them is I always wanted to do the Doug Wright Show from the Tabernacle, and we did that. And it was absolutely amazing. And I know you and Kim and so many other people, you know, pulled all kinds of strings to make that happen. And I will forever remember that and always appreciate it.
Well, if there's anybody that we wanted to do that for, it was you, as a tribute to all your years of service to the, not only to the choir, but to the community as well. And it was really fun to see you sitting on that stage with your headphones on and broadcasting, and to get you in some of the nooks and crannies of the Tabernacle that people aren't able to always to see. That was a lot of fun.
It was spectacular. And look what you offered me, and then look what I'm offering you, you know. The movie show. I mean, they're not exactly equal, Scott. I owe you big time.
We'll take it. It's wonderful to be able to have a chance to visit you one last time.
Scott, I'm so glad we could chat today. Thank you for all the things you've done for our KSL listeners, and you know that great broadcast that now is just literally an ongoing living legend in the world of broadcasting, and it is spectacular. Your 21 years, you know, have just been remarkable. Give my best to your wife. Give my, and of course, my best to you and all of our friends at the Tabernacle Choir. Scott, I look forward to more conversations, and Dee and I really might crash your party back there in Kirtland.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You would be more than welcome. Thanks for everything, Doug. It's been an honor to be with you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much. Scott Barrick with us. Really good friend of mine and a guy who's just done incredible things with the Tabernacle Choir. Some of the great innovations, you know, that have happened, you know, kind of moving into the 21st century. And I think of, you know, being online with YouTube and the social media channels and so many other incredible, incredible achievements of Scott and the great people with the Tabernacle Choir. All right. On that note, gosh, that kind of makes me sad. That's an end of a real era for the choir, for this radio program, for my old radio program. And he just made a lot of real special things happen.
That's cool.
Amazing. All right. Well, it is 10:15 here at KSL News Radio. Let's take a brief break, and we'll be right back with more of the infamous movie show. Okay, Stephen.
Yo.
I think we probably ought to review us another movie. Or should we do the movie show top 10?
Yeah, let's do that.
I think we need to do...
the children gone?
And now, sweet little kids, you know, brought us in these little handmade... You know,
they take them back after this.
Have an incredible day. What does yours say?
Have a
magnificent day. Sweet, sweet kids. All right. Now... Let's hear the inspirational music one more time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the movie show. Top
10!
Julie was over there talking with some customers and just kind of stopped and looked over her shoulder. What's happening in my store?
I feel like if I don't move,
nobody will see you. All right. No, we could throw a tarp over you.
Roll you up in one of these lovely rugs.
Ooh, they are lovely.
50%
off. And you can get it on sale, too. All right. It is time for the movie show top 10.
This is a weird list. I have not seen 3 of the top 10.
I know. It is weird. But, Steve, I want you to pay attention to who sponsors this segment.
Okay.
It's Call Climate Services. Call Climate Services.
Do they have an emergency line?
They could actually get a furnace in your home that, I know, brace yourself.
It's brand new.
I know. I didn't say it wasn't brand new. I said that they will give you a furnace that works.
I want them to fix my brand new furnace.
That
please.
Fell off the back of a truck on
I-80. Anything. Just because you've never heard of Humana.
Just because I've never heard of the, you know, Guantanamo, you know, heating company.
Benix instead of Linux.
Whatever. Okay. Call Climate Service actually does sponsor this segment.
I hope they're not busy.
And, yeah, it's only been, you know, minus whatever degrees lately. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure they're not. Let's see. The Wandering Earth 2. Have you seen The Wandering Earth 2?
I saw Wandering Earth 1, and it was extraordinary.
But that doesn't count.
This is
a
film,
Steve.
From China, $162 million budget.
Yeah.
But it's only playing at the AMC West Jordan 12.
Yeah, and it's just made a little over $3 million here in America.
Well, it's going to have to do better than that.
It's going to have to do it. Well, it's not just America. Well, it's the Americas. This is North America. So we're talking.
What are you going to get out? What are you,
Canada,
Rand McNally all
Mexico,
of a sudden?
Mexico, everybody else. Okay. Infinity Pool. Number 9 on the list has made, just under $3 million domestically.
So this came out of Sundance, maybe?
Sundance.
This is Braden Cronenberg, not his father, David.
Yes.
And he's just as crazy.
Ooh.
This is, get this.
Yeah.
A guy and his wife go to an exotic island.
Yes.
He commits a crime. Not a big deal.
Right.
But instead, they clone him and they execute the clone. And this is a whole island of crazy rich people.
So they execute. Well, that's
kind of rude.
It's kind of an option.
What? Make a clone of me and then execute that?
What happens to you? You get off scot-free?
See, that's the thing. Am I the clone or am I the real dude?
Ooh, okay. Okay. Number 8 is Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist.
You know the Left Behind movies. Those where all the clothes are just laying there and people are gone. I'm like, did everybody go to heaven naked? That seems odd to me. Anyway,
that's what you're focused on?
Well, it's always one of the things I've always thought about. All their clothes are laying there. Where did they...
Well, that was that way in the Garden of Eden.
Well, all right, but fine. Okay. This was just one of those phantom events that was only for 4 days, so you can't even see it now.
Okay, Plane. I like this movie. Plane. You know, I was just in the mood for a Jared Butler, you know, action, and it delivered on every cylinder you can imagine. I mean, it's not a great movie by any stretch, but it was fun to watch.
It was action-packed.
It was action-packed, and it's about $26 million. What is it doing internationally?
Only 7, so it's at 33.
I wonder how this is playing in the Philippines.
Not well.
Missing. You know, Missing, I enjoyed more than I thought, and it's one
normally
of those.
Normally, I hate those movies.
Oh, I know, that are all on computer screens.
That whole
But this one, rather than driving me crazy, and we talked about this when we reviewed it the first time, you went, can you really do that?
Yeah.
Can they really do that? Could a kid, you know, a young woman actually, you know, a young guy, could they actually do that?
Well, see, because the guy from when Tom Cruise did Risky Business, he could have had the whole place cleaned up.
I know.
And his parents would have not known.
I know. You just go online and bring over the friendly cleaners or whatever.
Was it TaskRabbit? I think that's a real thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, all these things, these services, of course, you know, where does a kid get that kind of money?
Well, mommy left her some money.
I know, but still, it can't be cheap. So, anyway, Missing.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, and these are two little movies that I didn't know how much I was going to like because Megan is next. That's number 5. normally I hate movies like this. You know, the creepy doll that goes around and heaven only knows what they're going to do. But this one actually had a plot line. It actually made sense. It actually dealt with some things that a lot of parents deal with. I mean, is this toy getting too sophisticated? Is this artificial intelligence outthinking me?
Well, they've already greenlit a second Megan.
That's right.
So 83 domestic, 66 foreign, 149 for a pretty limited budget movie.
Everywhere I go, somebody comes up to me and said, you know, I loved A Man Called Otto.
Yeah.
And I've even had some people who say, hey, I saw the original, the Swedish film. I like this one as much. Or a lot of people will say they're kind of in the same league, but if I had to choose, I'd choose the Swedish movie.
Yeah.
But for those of we mere mortals who have only seen the American version, you know, A Man Called American. Yeah, A Man Called Otto.
It's good.
I like this a lot.
He's just not as cranky as the cool Swede dude.
All right. Pathon, what is it?
Pathon. This is a guy who... Shah Rukh Khan is India's Tom Cruise. Mm. He hasn't made a movie for a while. Again, these are 2 hours and 26 minutes long.
Whoa.
Action-adventure. Okay. It's doing... I mean, it's number three on our list.
Yeah, I know.
Nine and a half domestic, 10.5 foreign. It's at 20. But this is a movie that people... If you're a Tom Cruise fan... Okay. In India, this is your guy.
Puss in Boots, you've heard us just rave about this. I really like Puss in Boots. So much fun. It's you know, still under $150 million domestically. Internationally, it has made...
Almost 200, so it's a 340.
And then Avatar, what can we say? The Way of Water, it is just killing it. What are the total numbers? International?
Check out this dude.
Yeah, that's is that a dog collar?
Looks like he's prescribed.
Yeah. All right.
Dude, you wear it well.
He's wearing the cone of shame for the dog, you know.
And he's poking mom with the super scooper.
I know. Cool.
That's cool.
Anyway, what's the big number for Avatar?
624 domestic, 1.505 foreign, $2.13 billion. Dollars.
Avatar.
Ridiculous.
All right. The Movie Show Top 10, sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services, Steve. Call Climate Services in Centerville.
They're going to say, we'll see you Monday. I'm like, no!
Okay.
Stone is the nicest person.
I know, he is so nice. Look at this. Look at this sweet little gal over here. All right, Stephen, we probably ought to do a little streaming news.
Oh.
Are you ready? Okay, streaming news.
I got a ton.
Lodzo.
Planning on a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Okay, I'm going to go to you first because I'm suspecting you're going to talk about The Mandalorian.
No.
No? Like the headline that says The Mandalorian wields the Darksaber in the latest Season 3 poster?
Oh, everybody knows that.
I didn't.
Well, that's because you're too.
It has never made movie news. So are you?
I knew that it was, but I didn't know it was official. So
It's official.
No, I'm going to give you one. Here you go.
Okay.
Yellowstone.
Yes.
1923.
Right.
It's eight episodes. Goes right until
February 6th.
February.
February 6th. It starts again.
No. This is.
This is 1923.
Oh, isn't it been consecutive since December 18th?
No, there was a little bit of a lapse.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
So now they're every Sunday,
yeah.
And they'll go to the 26th of February.
Yeah, for some reason, we watched that last one, and they said, you know, episode whatever will continue beginning February 6th.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, that's happening, but they've just greenlit a season two. Like, they're going to turn down Taylor Sheridan. That's hilarious. So they figure they're spending, like, $30 to $35 million per episode.
Per episode, isn't that insane?
So they're greenlitting the season two because now they can use those sets that they've, you know, spent all this money on and, you know, to continue the story.
Right. Yeah, it's got to help amortize the cost down.
Exactly.
Mean, good grief. I mean, you build all those spectacular sets and everything, and it's fun in 1923 because we're all familiar with the way the Dutton Ranch looks today.
Eventually, yeah.
And then you kind of see... Well, there's the core of it, and there aren't a lot of the trees around and different things in the big barns.
Cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. It's very cool. Okay, Netflix. You know, Netflix has been a puzzlement, to use the King of Siam's term, 'tis a puzzlement, because all of us have wondered where they kind of came from. And at first it made sense. We're going to do rentals by mail.
Yeah.
You go, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then it kind of went on, and then all of a sudden these big budgets and the plan was just, you went, how in the world are these guys making money if it isn't just on the sale of stocks? And so, but anyway, apparently they actually had this slogan years ago, love is sharing a password. In other words, Netflix is here for you and share it with your friends and, you know, family members primarily. But that was an actual declaration. They said that love is sharing a password. Well, has that
love
changed?
Love has a new definition.
That's right. Love means, well, we might have to say we're sorry because you're going to start to pay. So they're bringing it all out in an anti-password campaign right now, stopping users from being able to share their accounts with family and friends who are not in the household.
Right.
So you must be within the walls of the home or maybe the...
They connected by devices. So yeah. You can't like... You know,
right.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're in the doghouse in the backyard, that might still count. But, you know,
I hear this crackdown isn't as dramatic as they say.
Right. So anyway, so within the household, it'll require users to connect to the Wi-Fi at your primary location. And make use of the streaming service at least once every 31 days. Otherwise, your account would be blocked. Now, what evil could that bring about? I mean, can you imagine?
There's already an article of how to outdo the Netflix new blah, blah, blah.
It's crazy. So there was once a time when Netflix dominated the streaming world. They no longer dominate it. They're still a powerhouse, of course. So they're just looking for ways to get ahead of the competition. But the question is, the article ends with this, but is this really the way to do it? So there you have it.
Well, I mean, there are a lot more people on Netflix than they get paid for. So that's a problem. Here's why they're so good.
But they promoted
though.
That, Steve.
I know, but now they need
money. So you're justifying the big ogre.
I'm just going to tell
pockets.
You, there are three things on this week that from Netflix that are amazing. The Snow Girl, it's an excellent, like, six-part Spanish thriller about an abduction of a young woman and how this reporter goes about finding this girl, if she ever does. It is brilliant. Also, Outer Banks, Season 3, February 23rd.
Yeah. We've waited a long time for Outer Banks.
Pogues rule. And I had one more, Snow Girl... Outer Banks. I guess that's it.
Do you have Paramount Plus removing Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone? And
I have Paramount Plus the Family Stone. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
They're doing a reality show with Sylvester and his almost ex-wife and his three daughters named Sophia. This one makes me laugh. Sistine and Scarlet. Named after a chapel?
Have I ever told you how much I hate alleged reality shows?
Yeah, they're not fun. But that is going to be later this spring on Paramount Plus.
Uh-huh.
Plus, this is my favorite, Dear Edward.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this
Andy
earlier.
Andy Farnsworth told me about this after the movie, the Cabin movie.
Oh, the Cabin movie.
He says,
movie.
Have you seen Dear Edward? And I said, no. And I said, I will go home and watch it because it's Apple TV Plus. Normally, Apple TV Plus has the best overall quality
Ted
content.
Lasso, yeah.
Dear Edward is about a family that goes on, they're moving from New York to L.A., plane crashes, not many survive, and those that do now have a whole new life. And they set up all these people that are on this plane and their families. And so it becomes how you deal with the aftermath, who survives, who didn't, how that's going to affect. And it is, Connie Britton is in it.
Wow, yeah.
And this is a really...
Nashville.
It's a super good show.
Wow.
I've seen maybe two or three of the first episodes.
Okay.
It's a 10-part, and it's on Apple TV+.
Dear Edward.
Dear Edward.
Okay. All right. Speaking of Ted Lasso, when are we going to have Ted back?
Ted will be late spring or early summer.
Of this year.
This year.
You know, and this day and age, you have to say, well, are you talking 23, 4, or 5?
No, yeah, they're definitely coming, but they haven't locked in a date
yet.
Boy,
is that long overdue.
I know.
I'm dying for Ted
and they're saying back and forth 3 might be it.
Oh, I hope not.
Because that was the arc that they originally sold.
But although I would hate to have it drag out and have a terrible season, too.
Right, you don't want the shark jumping episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The infamous movie show streaming news here at KSL News Radio. A brief respite, and we shall come right back here at KSL News Radio.
It's the world-famous KSL Movie Show on KSL News Radio.
All right, still to come on the infamous movie show today, we have Dee and the... She shows up right on cue. Dee with her quirky picks. We'll be talking about that. We'll have telephone torture, and we still have the Valentine's telephone torture choices.
Oh, that's right.
In place. So we have a date night, we have the Platinum X experience, and we have the traditional gift, and we'll explain
what
they
entail. And we have Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin. We're going to talk about that. You know,
why are you laughing? That was a terrifying movie.
It was a terrifying movie, and you know, it was weird because in some places you have these people that are there for such what you think is a dubious thing, and you're asking yourself, are these guys nuts or what's the deal?
But the kindness factor.
And the kindness factor. And in some ways, and especially with big, you know, Bautista.
Oh, yeah, he's terrifying.
And it is terrifying because...
But he's a second-grade teacher.
He's a second, and he loves kids, and he coaches them and mentors them. And you just go, and it's such an anomaly. It is such a whiplash. And you're really questioning some things. And then when you see...
Are you reviewing this movie
some
now?
Some of this stuff is happening. No, I'm killing time till we hit 11 o'clock.
Oh, here we are.
Anyway, yeah. But anyway, we're going to get into that.
It's a very interesting film. I'd be curious to what people, how they react to it.
I know, me
if
too.
If they've read the book, they're going to be furious.
The Movie Show. Quirky Pick of the Week.
It's Quirky Pick of the Week. Well, Steve's got his headset on, but Dee's still in makeup. So she's out in the green room. No, she's in her trailer. No, she's here.
I'm here.
With us.
I'm here.
Hey, look who's right behind you there.
She wants to know where
Julie.
That rug is that that I was going to roll you up in.
Oh.
You guys sell rugs here?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They're across the street in the back. That's right.
Well, you should know that. You haunt that place.
I do now that I think about it.
All the time. We're broadcasting today the infamous movie show from NPS, which we like to think of as a nice place to save, nice place to shop. And Deanne has joined us.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, you know,
you kept it so quiet for all these years. It's impressive.
I know. I was keeping it a secret. I didn't want Doug to know where I was spending all of his money.
Well, you know, actually, she could have saved our family a lot of money
That's
if she
true.
Told
she
me about the
good
industrial
point.
Place across the street here,
That's
you know.
That's a good point.
With
I
the tools and all the.
Should have been more forthcoming.
The good, yes, absolutely. So, what do you have
well,
for
so
us?
Well, so guess what I stayed up last night and watched after Doug went to
the By the way, I saw
sleep.
Your little shotgun wedding. After the show that day?
Uh-huh.
Mm, you were really generous.
I know. I'm easygoing, right?
Yeah.
That's why...
that was not an enthusiasm.
I'm kind of between the two of you. I don't think I hated it as much as you did, but I sure didn't
I'm gonna
Oh, I didn't hate it. I just thought it was pretty silly.
I'm going to segue out of where I was going back to Shotgun Wedding. I am easygoing. I mean, I'm the person that admits I really like The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, right?
Oh, that's a great movie.
So... I just have to say, for people like me that are excited about 80 for Brady, you know, I'm easygoing.
Wait, I thought you...
No.
No, she's coming back. 80 for Brady,
It was not good. And it was disappointing. Fabulous women, and I admire all of them.
Oh,
all of them such great talents. And, you know, you said it was a dollar grab or whatever. Maybe it's just people trying to find work. But I would say look elsewhere because it was I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I really admire it. You know, when I don't care, male, female, what if an actor can still be cranking out movies and making a living when they're in their 80s and even 90s, you know, like Christopher Plummer and so on, good for them. But you hate to have them go out on a note where you go, for every one of these women.
Because what if they did go out?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I just hope this is not their swan song. Heavens, please don't let this be Jane Fonda's last movie.
Well,
I think she's immortal anyway. So
yeah, I think she is too.
Probably, but you know, I mean, whatever. If they want to work, but look at some of the great Jack Lemmon and you know some of the great buddy pictures that people did in their senior years.
Yeah, Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpier and Grumpiest or whatever. I mean, you know, they held up. Okay, this was. I don't want to say it's embarrassing. I want to be charitable like you are. But it was disappointing. Really disappointing.
Charitable like Steve.
You were very charitable on this one, I
thought. I was really looking for, because I have so much respect for them, I was like, how did they get roped into this?
Yeah.
And what are the nuggets that you can glean from this movie, if there are any?
Well, you really have to look, though. Yeah. I mean, and it's all around the edges and a little filler here and a little filler there, because the overall plot, the overall idea, the overall presentation, as I said, sucketh.
And it's just time filler.
I've had many people ask me, people like me, and I can tell they don't want to hear what I have to say.
There's nobody like you, do you?
There are people like me that like lighter things that aren't esoteric and don't just like cowboy shows. But anyway,
there might have been a little jab in there.
You got something on your boots there, son.
But well, I got my boots
on.
Guess
what I watched last night after Doug went off to get his beauty sleep?
Wait.
Guess. You should be able to guess.
Okay.
Guess what yesterday was.
It's The Housewives.
February 2nd.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
You watch Groundhog Day.
What played all day long on AMC?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
You stayed up and watched Groundhog Day.
Well, it was. I didn't have to stay up. I mean, it was on all day long. And it's kind of, I think it's just such a cute movie. I think it's such a good Bill Murray movie. He's not good in the love scenes, I realized by watching him how awkward he was. But it's, you don't like
it. By the way, he was such a pill.
Oh, I'm sure.
Making that movie.
He's a grumpy old man.
Who's the lead with him?
Andy McDowell.
She said, what a pain.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't think there was great chemistry, but they were both cute.
Oh,
it's one of those movies,
really good movie.
You can watch like Groundhog Day. You can watch it over and over.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I actually liked it very much.
Yeah, I watched that. I enjoyed that. That's my movie pick of the week.
It's always fun when you have a movie, too, where there's a side character you get a kick out of, like the
Ted
doofy
Ryerson.
Guy. Like the, well, the doofy guy that's selling insurance.
Ted Ryerson.
Was it Ed? Ned.
Ted. Oh, Ned.
Ned
Ryerson.
Yeah.
Ned Ryerson.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of good characters in it.
Yep.
Repetition's
it's
fun
me,
to watch.
Ned. Ned Ryerson.
I know.
Yeah, so and the photog. You know, anybody's worked in TV, you know, the photographer.
That was,
I love that when they go,
name from Home Alone?
Did he just call himself a talent?
Well, and all the side stories where he learns to play the piano, he tries to kill himself, you know, he tries to save the old man. There's a lot in it.
Yep.
There's really quite a bit in it. But what Doug and I binged last weekend, and I don't know if he's mentioned it, we caught up on from October 22 on Netflix, the Watcher series.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
No. You know about the house?
Naomi Watts.
Oh,
trying to get him out of their
I
house.
I watched the first two episodes. Bobby Cannavale.
Jennifer Coolidge, who is in everything.
Oh, yeah. She is in everything.
And who was across the street?
Mia Farrow.
Margot.
Oh, yes. Margot
Martindale.
Martindale, who I love. Marge Bennett and Justified.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you caught up on that show, because
every time I
look at little clips of Justified, I just laugh.
Yeah.
Every time he's going to shoot somebody, it is the greatest dialogue.
And he's coming back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He'll be in Detroit, however.
Oh, well, that'll be good. But back to The Watcher.
Yes.
I would recommend it. I thought it was suspenseful.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
It's based on a true
story. It kind of creeped me out. I watched the first two episodes. And
see, we were in the first two episodes, and Dee is famous for this. She goes, should we keep watching this? And I said, well, I'm kind of curious where it's going to go. And so we were ready we were debating bailing.
Yeah, we weren't hating it. We just.
But then we got sucked into it, and we thought, you know, it was over a weekend, and we thought, oh, what the heck, let's watch the whole thing, which we did.
And it was worth it.
Dear Edward, Apple TV
Plus. Oh, I heard you talk about that. I want to watch that.
And The Snow Girl on Netflix.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm going there. But I am, dear Edward, I will. I do want to give a shout out to a fan of yours. Do you guys remember Evan Glassett?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he's in Bahrain. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah. He comes back and forth,
He comes back. He commutes from Utah. And he sent a social media thing the other day and said, I'm still out here listening.
I know. Dee sent that to me. And I thought, oh, we got to give him. I'm glad you
did. I ran into him at a CVS.
Oh, I'm at a Real game one time.
Well, then I look forward to, you know, often
bring you treats.
He would come home for the holidays, and he would bring me the strangest, but yet kind of wonderful. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you mention figs and dates, and they just check out, you know. But I like that stuff. And he would bring me these exotic, you know, cookies and goodies from the Middle East.
Let's all say hi to Evan Glassett.
Evan, hello.
He's a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
One final note, and you guys are no fun to talk to about this.
Well, then
just
that's a what a setup.
Bring it up anyway.
Housewives
of Salt Lake City had their final reunion, and you know what? It was sad. Andy Cohen was frustrated. The ladies, not just drama tears. It's not supposed to go that way.
The show's not over, is it?
Well, you know, they all probably could walk off the
sunset. Because I
heard
they were going to get a couple of new.
No, they are getting a couple of new. But this was not a good season, and it was not a happy season. And I think it was a lot of wear and tear on everybody.
Well, how many of them had prison involved?
Well, some of them have, actually.
See, what I don't know about, I keep wanting to say Desperate Housewives because it seems so desperate to me. But
okay, be careful.
I know.
Sometimes you get these edgy people, though, and they kind of,
this,
you know,
was beyond edgy, though. Yeah. This was, I mean, there's edgy and there's flamboyant and there's drama, and not just her. But this is beyond edgy and kind of into sad parts of people's lives.
But who are these people? Do you know any of these?
Well, yeah,
we do.
I feel like I do. I feel like I do.
I don't know.
So anyway, I just want to say.
But you know, it's interesting. A lot of people will say, I'm trying to phrase this right, that the person they see on the screen is not the person they know.
Right, because they try to, like, okay, let's do this a little different.
They're over there goading them and cattle prodding them. Going,
throw a drink in her face.
You're not being nasty
I'm getting
enough.
Ready to do that right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you wanted us to be involved.
Here, do you want me to take the lid off Steve's drink for you?
Yeah, let's drench him a little bit.
All right.
No, poor Steve.
I'm already cold enough.
Well, I'm going to go shop for rugs.
Would you?
Yeah.
What, are you going to wrap me in and beat me with a stick?
So if you go in, go to the back around the corner. It's in the...
across the street.
Okay. In the back.
I've
back.
Never been there, but I'm going. I'm on my way.
Yeah, very cool.
You'll find cool stuff.
With the credit card.
Whose credit card? Steve's got one.
Our mutual credit card.
The black one.
The one I like so much.
Okay, there you have it. It's D's Quirky Picks of the Week.
The Movie Show.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
On KSL News Radio.
Pamela, A Love Story.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to review that here. I remember back in the day, you know, just, I mean, she was just everybody. Pamela Anderson. Everybody talked about her back in the 90s and everything. Let's get a little sound. Is this a documentary?
What is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
I don't think people consider her the owner of her own image. It's Pamela Anderson, public property.
I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I am a serious actress. I had to make a career out of the pieces left, but I'm not the damsel in distress. I put myself in crazy situations.
Huh.
She grew up, I didn't know this, on a little island off the coast of British Columbia.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Her parents, her dad was crazy. He was a magician and, you know, kind of a traitor of all things. Her mom was a school teacher. They struggled. I mean, the family struggled. And she has a brother, and they would, like, hear the parents arguing, like, okay, we got to go back out and play for a while.
Yeah, right.
Until the parents stopped. So, you know, a little rough challenge. She was actually raped when she was 12 years old.
Oh, no. I hate to hear stuff like
that. I know.
That.
I was like, oh,
how can that happen to a kid, you know?
She was just at a party with some friends of hers. And this is a small island. And,
and
she knew the kid, and, you know, things just led to something just horrible. But when then she became a model for a beer company, like a Labatt's, I think it's a Canadian beer company, and she was a t-shirt girl, then suddenly she's, you know, at halftime, and they call her the Blue Zone girl because that's the, you know, the company sort of image. And from that, one of the Playboy people saw her and said, they called her up in, you know, BC and said, hey, we'd like you to come down to LA and we want to put you on a cover.
Yeah.
She goes, are you joking? She was just a country girl. She tried to go from Canada to the U.S., but they said, no, you can't just go there and work. You're Canadian.
Right, right.
So she had to sneak across the border, and then in Seattle she caught a plane and then went. So all these little weird little stories. She got there, and she's like, why? Her hair was all jacked up, and they, you know, made it pretty blonde and everything.
Yeah.
She goes, what am I doing here? Look at all these amazing models. She felt completely, because she had body shame, you know, because she had been assaulted, and she was assaulted by a babysitter also.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I just felt so bad for her. And then she finally met Tommy Lee, and she was madly in love. And they were charming together and all that nonsense. Fortunately, they don't show the infamous videotape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I've never seen. But
I've never seen it either. But isn't it amazing how much of the buzz that you'd see on, you know, because it was kind of a whole different social media world and tabloid world then.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It was the old days, basically. But, I mean, it was just the buzz everywhere.
Well, the thing is, remember that show that just came out recently called Tommy and Pam? and where it basically turned out that the guy that was working for him thought that he'd been, you know, he wasn't paid by Tommy Lee, so he stole their safe. They didn't even know it was gone for months because it was just like in a basement, like in the garage, in a corner, and they go, where the heck did that safe go? And so it was just one of those things that. And she went through all that Baywatch and became super famous. And then, you know, now that she's been married like 5 times, she goes, I am never getting married again unless, you know, she's really cute about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this, that she did a Broadway, like an 8-week Broadway show of Chicago. And they asked her to be the headliner. She played the lead, Trixie or whatever her name was, Roxy. Or
Oh, Roxy Hart. Yeah.
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 And she couldn't. She didn't know how to sing. They brought her in, and they trained her.
Wow.
She did all the dances, and the place went nuts.
Huh.
They were so – because, I mean, she's basically a genuinely interesting person who happened to be stunningly beautiful in a time of her life when – I mean, that was just
– I have to admit that what I don't know about Pamela Anderson could fill libraries.
Right.
But I have this image of her just being, you know, out there. Almost just kind of one of those kind of Barbie type, whatever.
Well, bimbo.
Yeah, bimbo. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But, you know, she starts this thing off. She's older now.
Yeah.
No makeup. I didn't even recognize her at first. And she's just matter of fact, this is my life. These things happened to me. I just wanted to get the record straight. It's actually a really pretty decent, you know, aside from, you know, there's some pictures that you're going to, she's nude. And they allude to the video tape. They fortunately don't show it, but I just learned a lot. Like, I have a new respect for her in that she just wanted to be, you know, a person that she wanted to be an actress. And everybody laughed. You know, like,
come on. I like that one cut, you know, would you like to be a serious actress? And she goes, well, I am a serious actress.
Yeah.
You know?
To her, you know, she was there and they were like, what?
So where do we see it?
It's on, let's see, is this on Netflix? Yes.
On Netflix.
This is the other one I was thinking of. The third thing on Netflix that I saw this week.
Okay.
And I was actually, at first I didn't want to see it, and once it started, I kind of got sucked in.
Okay, so it's called Pamela, A Love Story, and only on Netflix.
The Movie Show.
Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
Nor have you, Doctor, as your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, Stephen.
Yeah.
I think we probably ought to review.
Ooh,
well,
yeah.
No. Hey, why don't we do telephone torture?
Okay.
Because we don't want to get too close to news on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, a special edition of telephone torture.
You got the list?
And why is it a special edition? Because we have 3 different prizes for telephone torture today. And unlike last week, where, you know, when Blake was here with us, Blake Anderson, who's the big kahuna of the Megaplex Theaters, he likes wieners. You know, he likes to have winners. And, you know, he just, you know, the spirit of the show is to honor losers.
Do you know where those guys are right now?
Where?
They're on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, you're ratting them out?
Yeah, because he didn't take us.
You know, have they ever heard of doing a Megaplex remote in Hawaii? Now, I know they don't have any theaters over there yet, but they'd have us with them.
They're all in their little Hawaiian shirts being all cute, and it's like, come on.
Oh, so what you're saying is we can really mess around with this today. That's what I'm hearing.
Are you going to make them all losers?
I'm hearing, no, we can't have all losers. We've got to eventually have a big wiener.
It's kind of sad.
But I'm thinking of a number, Stephen. What? What?
No, you got a cramp in your hand?
I'd say 25.
Well, 5 is a lot.
5? Okay, we're going to have 5 people participate.
Your choice, not mine.
Okay, it's no. I'm putting it through the airwaves.
Through the meat grinder.
Number 5 is what we're looking at, and I'm trusting Gustavo and our great crew back there in the mine.
Good luck.
You know, to make sure that all of the lines are cleared.
Oh, here we go.
And so
you know that never stops them.
I know. No.
Bahi, you can't win today. Just
I know,
because
you won a couple of weeks ago. We've got our eyes on you. Okay, so option number 1 on telephone torture today, all-inclusive Megaplex Theater's Valentine's Date Night. And again, this is a dinner. That's right. It's on.
And seeing a movie.
It's on Valentine's Day, so you've got to be able to participate.
Well, The only reason I mention that is because the first week we did that, nobody picked it. The second week we did it, everyone picked it.
Finally.
So it's in your delivery.
Finally. Oh, it's in the delivery. Yeah. So, yes, Johnny, you get a gourmet dinner buffet for two and two Megaplex movie tickets.
No, not
and
creepy.
And a large Megaplex popcorn that you can share and two large Coca-Cola soft drinks and a special Valentine's gift. But again, this is Valentine's night that you'll be doing this.
That's, yes, specific.
All right. And that's only at Jordan Commons, the District, and Valley Fair Mall.
Right.
So there you go. All right. And option number two is the new Platinum X movie experience, a double date night. You can do it anytime, but only at the Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters at Thanksgiving Point. That's where the new Platinum X is. So you get four tickets, two large Megaplex popcorns, and four large drinks. And the option number three is just the good old movie show prize.
Yeah. You can use any time.
Two tickets, anytime.
Drinks,
get the
popcorn.
Drinks, get the popcorn. So let's go to our first potential winner on the program today. And hi. Oh, and by the way, the number is KSL Talk. Hi, who's this?
This is Sharon.
Sharon, you are number one in our book.
Oh, dang it.
I know, but it does make you a...
loser.
Loser. Gustavo, here we go.
You sound so forlorn.
Oh, look at that. What kind of person do we have producing this show? I don't know. Let's go back to the phone line and find out who our next potential winner is. Hi, who's this?
This is Hayes.
Hey, how you doing?
Not so good.
That's so true. And why
Other
is
than
that?
Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
Loser,
and you are able to talk to the movie show geeks, which is a privilege for anyone. You'll want to write about that in your diary. But you are still a
loser.
Yeah, Gustavo, hit that button.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
No, we don't allow double backs.
Oh, we've had triple backs.
It's just too brutal. It's just too brutal. Okay, hi, who's this? Hello? Let's just click that. There we go. Hi, who's this?
I'm a lizard, baby. So why don't you kill me? Yeah.
Okay, let's just go ahead and put...
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah, no kidding. How many Diet Cokes have you had today?
Or something.
Okay, this is going to be the last loser of the day. You know, if Blake Anderson was here, he'd be so sad.
He's in Hawaii.
But he's in Hawaii, so he doesn't care. All right. So, hi, who's this?
This is Donna, your favorite listener.
Donna, you are certainly one of my favorite listeners.
I'm your only favorite listener.
Ooh. Okay.
Am I a big wiener?
No.
I hope I'm a big wiener this time.
No,
you can't bully your way.
You're caller number four. You can't charm your way into being a wiener on this show.
I will be a wiener.
Yeah, but
Gustavo.
I sure tried.
You know what Donna needs?
Becker.
I'm a loser, baby.
Oh! You heard Steve. You know, he talks about me being brutal on this. He's the one
Donna was twisting a little arm there.
She was twisting a little arm there. Okay. Now let's go back to the phone line because this is going to be a big... Hi, who's this? Hello?
Ran out of callers.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, you are a big...
wiener.
Of course you are. Fabulous prizes worth up to dollars are coming your way. You heard the descriptions of Date Night, Platinum X, and Traditional. Which is going to be your choice on the movie show?
I think I'm going to have to go with Traditional today.
Ooh, Traditional. Well, good for
you. Because he's already, he might have plans.
That's why you've got the flexibility, and I'm sure you've already got Valentine's Day taken care of because you're one of those guys.
It'll make Blake happy, too, because he didn't have to get out another dinner.
That's right. I didn't have to give away another dinner and all the goodies. So you get two movie tickets, a large popcorn, two Coca-Cola soft drinks. Doesn't have to be Coca-Cola, just Coca-Cola product.
Yeah.
And there's one little thing you have to do before we can bestow those fabulous prizes upon you.
And what would that be?
That would be that you need to introduce the chairman of the board himself, and I'm sure you know how to introduce Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
There you go. That's all it takes.
Sign him up.
That was good.
You know, he's a newbie.
It means he's a newbie. It means we haven't, you know, loserized him before.
Tainted him yet.
Bill, congratulations. We appreciate you listening to the
Movie
Show. If
that is your real name.
If, and you are a big wiener on the program. And a big thanks to the Megaplex Theaters. They are great partners, great friends. We had a great time there last Saturday morning. One of the final days of Sundance Film Festival, we were at the Gateway Theaters and just had a terrific time.
Yeah, and all, they're good people.
All the important people showed up. The commish showed
That's
up.
Right. The you see how sad Blake was? The commish was here. They're good friends.
I know. They are good friends, and they're on the commish to get, you know, the commission.
The board.
She is the commissioner, but he is part of the commission. So, and then, of course, Jeff V. Whipple. Larry was there. Books all the films.
By the way, you want to know what Jeff's middle name really is?
The?
Glenn.
Glenn?
Yeah.
Jeff the Glenn Whipple?
Okay.
The Glenn. It doesn't have the same ring.
Jeff Glenn the Whipple?
Jeff the Whipple. Was
so
there.
You're just going to ignore what's on his birth certificate?
And then we also had, you know, some of the filmmakers.
Well, Larry Tassone. Or the,
yeah, I mentioned
the book,
Larry,
or Larry.
The,
oh,
the Big Booker.
Big Booker?
The Big Booker. So, anyway, we had a great time. Let's take a brief break, and we'll come right back. We'll review the movie called Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah.
Ooh, you don't want this door knocking on your cabin. Here we go.
The Movie Show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
On KSL News Radio.
Okay, now, we need to quickly talk about Cabin, Knock at the Cabin. I think we got some sound on that.
We were called and are united by a common vision, which has now become a command that we cannot ignore. The four of us are here to prevent the apocalypse. Your family has been chosen to make a horrible decision. If you fail to choose, the world will end.
I kept wondering where this was going to go with everything. His first encounter with this sweet little girl adopted by these two men that are married.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet, gentle giant type thing.
But we're talking about David Bautista.
Something's really off here. And then, you know, and then they come to the cabin door, knock at the door. They want entry, and they're really hesitant to let them in. And when we find out why they are there, the end of the world, they tell these people, are coming. It's coming. It's going to happen in four phases. They tell them what will happen. And basically, a sacrifice is being asked for whatever reason. They've all had these same visions. Every one of them, very different people, two females, two males from different walks of life, and it's up to your family to decide which of your family is to be sacrificed.
They have to actually do the killing of that person.
Oh, the family has to do it. These guys aren't there to do it.
Right.
And then the thing that's shocking is if they don't choose, then these four people, one by one, will sacrifice themselves. Oh, my goodness. And when you start seeing the end, you start seeing the very things. And there are some biblical terms that they use. I mean, this is like Old Testament stuff. And just the pain. You heard it in Batista's voice right there. He's a gentle giant. And the choices that have to be made. I like this movie. You know, it's not a four-star movie. I gave it 3 stars.
Well, once I had seen what was happening, the ideal thing would be not to reveal what happens.
Right.
In other words, you shouldn't know that it was at the end of the world or not. Were they faking it? What was going on there?
Right.
That's the essence of the book. And this movie does it differently. And
so
I thought that was a mistake. 2.5.
2.5. All right. And again, it's called Knock at the Cabin. And there's
rated R.
Gut-wrenching experience. You know,
mainly for the violence.
For the violence in this one. All right. Hey, that does it for the Movie Show. Thanks so much for being along, and our thanks to our friends here at NPS. And tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.
Yes.
Yeah, because
tell you that.
It ain't the book. All right, that's coming up next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and Get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.